From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. The Missouri Department of Mental Health will have a new director July 1st. The DMH has announced Mark Stringer will take over for retiring department director Keith Schaefer. Stringer's already been with the department for 16 years and is currently a director in the Division of Behavioral Health. Stringer says he's excited to move forward on current projects as well as developing new programs.
This department has done some spectacular things over the years, and my goal is to continue those the projects and the initiatives that are underway now, as well as to develop some new projects and initiatives that will help us even better serve the people that we care for.
Stringer says his top priorities will be the continued development of the new high-security Fulton State Hospital and working with law enforcement to better serve those with mental illnesses. At least five members of Congress from Missouri are co-sponsoring legislation that would block states from adopting their own labeling requirements for genetically engineered foods. Jim Howard reports.
In addition to the lawmakers, Monsanto and hundreds of other companies and associations want voluntary labeling as a national standard. The bill lets the Food and Drug Administration decide when labeling is necessary to protect consumers. John Reifsteck is an Illinois grain farmer and president of the agricultural cooperative GrowMark. He told lawmakers individual state labeling requirements would set back American agriculture.
Make no mistake, that's what a patchwork of biotech labeling laws would represent. An unworkable step backward.
Some supporters of the bill say simply labeling a food as genetically engineered causes unnecessary concerns among consumers. Barring action by Congress or the courts, a Vermont law requiring labeling is set to go into effect in July 2016. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
The contents of a time capsule sealed inside the Missouri Capitol are seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 years. Marshall Griffin has the details.
The copper box that made up the time capsule was removed last week from the southeast corner of the Capitol building, where it had sat since June 24, 1915. Workers at a state-run lab Thursday carefully used saws and drills to open it. Steve Cusimano with Governor Jay Nixon's Office of Administration narrated the opening during a live social media video feed.
Materials look like they're in great shape. We can see some papers, some documents, some newspapers.
A new time capsule is set to be buried next month and remain sealed until the year 2115. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A Columbia High School student earned a perfect score on the ACT the first time the state picked up the tab for the college entrance exam. 17-year-old Alexander Harmata was one of about 65,000 Missouri high school juniors who participated in the free testing day in April. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Hickman High School student paid out of pocket to take the test once before the free test day, but fell short of perfection the first time. He says he thinks the flawless score he earned the second time around is definitely going to be helpful in the future. ACT says less than 0.1% of students earn the top score. Missouri's offering one free administration of the exam and using the results to evaluate students' college and career readiness. I'm Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.